Your future needs you. Your past doesn't. Anonymous. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. If you are new, I'm so happy that you are here. And if you're coming back from a previous episode, I'm happy that you're here as well. Forgive me because my house is getting, we're arching some stuff up. If you hear some stuff in the background, forgive me, but I can't really do nothing about it. I just gotta let the man finish his job. But how y'all been? For me, I know y'all girl is holding on to a tightrope right now. Like, I'm not even for the whole job. I'm literally like, wee! on a tight, thin rope because everything is coming to end. School's coming to end for me. It's already done, honestly. I'm just waiting to graduate. And then, you know, the next chapter of my life's about to open up and all that stuff and everything is just really slowly easing up on me, you know? And it's, man, it is hard. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. It is hard. And guess what? If you're not having the best week or you haven't been having the best week or the best month, we just started May, but you know, sometimes the beginning of the month isn't the best. Sometimes the middle of the month is the best, and the end isn't best. The whole isn't best at all, and that's okay because everything is better. No season is for a lifetime, never for a lifetime. But I really want to get straight to it because this topic is something that I personally can relate to and still relate to this day. But the topic for this week is, why do we keep going back to the things that hurt us? Now, this is gonna hit a nerve for me. Why do we keep going back to things that hurt us? I want to just talk about me for a second. I have always been afraid of moving on. I have put everyone before me. I was like, well, you know, like, what if I just, you know, I just care about them too much, and I don't want to be in their life. I don't want to not be in their lives and all that stuff. I have always done that. And you know what happens when you do that? You end up broken. You end up sad. You be asking God, why did I do that? And why did I do this? Why did I do that? Sometimes you become selfish. You need to become selfish sometimes about you. Because no one's going to treat you better than how you're going to treat yourself. Your mom's not going to do it. Your boyfriend ain't going to do it. Your cousin ain't going to do it. It's up to you to prioritize yourself, especially when it comes to everybody else. Because no one's going to treat you better than you treat yourself. And that, to me, is just a fact. But I want to talk about, what are some reasons why people always go back to the things that hurt them. Number one, we don't want to see what is hurting us move on. And when I was thinking about this, sometimes I had to remind myself that everything that I had before destroyed me. And it is okay to move on. Because I promise you, people, men, women, children, whatever, they're going to put themselves first. They don't care if it hurts you. They don't care if, you know, how you're feeling, if you're depressed, you know, everything's not going the way it should for you. They don't care. They don't care about you. You could tell them about how you're feeling. It's going to go right past their head. It's really going to go past their head. And then you're still going to be hurt. You know why? Because you are afraid of seeing what is hurting you move on. Oh, what's gonna happen? I don't know what's gonna happen if I just leave them. You know, I don't know what's gonna happen if I just tell them what I think is best for me. And no, cut that out. Don't question what you know is best for you. Let me just tell you something. If you're questioning, for with number one, if you're questioning if it's best for you to move on from what's hurting you, you already know what you got to do. For me, that's just a straight fact. You already know what you got to do. I remember last year around this time, I was thinking to myself, holding my tongue back on everything, not reciprocating what my body was telling me to do. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to say this. I didn't want to say that. Now, try me. Because it's about me now. I don't know. For some reason, people are not like about them. No. It's about me. Because at the end of the day, some people have worked so hard to heal. Some people are working so hard to move on. You can't just be about you. You can't do that. That's weird. That's dumb. You can't do that. Number two, we are too comfortable with the circumstance that we're in right now. Stop normalizing toxic environments. Whew! This one really is going to hit a nerve. Stop normalizing toxic environments. That, and I feel like some people are going to try to skip this. No. I'm talking to you. This includes your household, relationships, platonic and romantic. Church too. Shoot, when you think about it, church too. If you feel like your church is toxic, the people, your environment around you is toxic, baby, get up and go. Because trust me, it's not all about you, but sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. We are too comfortable with the circumstance that we are in right now. Yeah. Ooh, this is hitting a nerve. I used to be like this. Yeah, I know he wasn't good for me. He was treating me poorly, but I know he gonna change. Yeah, she ain't talking crap about me. She ain't putting dirt on my name, but I'm still gonna be friends with her. I know these people are doing all these things, but I ain't wanna leave because I was too comfortable. I normalized the toxic environment. Also, do you want to know what happens when you normalize toxic environments? You become toxic. And you literally become a cancer because everything around you, you know what happens? Also, do you want to know what happens in toxic environments? You shoot people. You start shooting with no target. You hurt people. Y'all, hurt people. That's just a simple fact. If you are hurt, you will hurt people. If you are in an environment that is hurting you and you don't want to heal, that's up to you. That's all you. I feel like everyone that's listening right now is grown enough to know what I'm talking about. I'm literally talking about any type of situation, any type of environment. It could even be school-wise. You feel like your school is toxic, baby, go to a different one. You feel like your friend group is toxic, get a different one. Stop hanging out with them. You too afraid to leave that relationship? Why are you so afraid? Sometimes I understand. Sometimes you just can't leave as of the moment. But if you normalize being in there, you will end up more hurt. It's going to take you longer to heal. And when you sit and think about that, you don't want that. If you in a household knowing that everything you do is a problem, you feel like you're taking 30 steps forward and then another 1,000 steps back, you need to get out of there. Stop normalizing it. Stop being okay with everything that's contrary. Stop it. Number three, you're afraid of leaving. You're afraid of what everyone's gonna say or think of you. Man, I used to be like this too. Okay. I used to be like this. I don't care about nobody, what anybody has to say about me. My mindset as of right now, it's like, I know what's best for me. God knows what's best for me. Everything that I do is for him and for him only. Whatever he wants me to do, I'll do. God don't want to see you hurt. Nah, because hurt don't come from God. God is love. God is peace. God is joy. When you're in those toxic environments, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Not everybody's going to understand your situation. Because me, I remember a year ago, I was letting everybody know what was going on. Everybody. You want to know the best advice that I got? It was from one person only. One person. I'm not going to say her name because that's just a little too personal. But one person. Only one person gave me the best advice of what to do. Not everyone's going to understand the situation. Neither are people going to want to help you. This goes for anything. Not everyone's going to want to help you when it comes to certain things like this. And you have to be okay with it. People are going to call you dumb. People are going to call you stupid. People are going to call you crazy. Don't let that get to your head. You might be dumb for a man sometimes. You might be dumb for a woman sometimes. You might simp over a man sometimes. You might simp over a woman sometimes. But when it gets to the point where it's toxic, when you get to a friendship and they always talking crap about you, you get out of there. Don't hurt yourself no more. Because you do not want to go around and be hurt forever and bleed on people that didn't cut you. Don't do that. Don't do that. I promise you, you do not want to do that. And shut your mouth until you heal. When you go, after you done left that toxic environment, that toxic relationship, that toxic household, that toxic friendship, that toxic group, that toxic church, that toxic school, keep your mouth shut. When you go heal, keep your mouth shut. And don't put a timestamp on healing. You ain't gotta do that. You don't gotta, I promise you, you don't gotta do that. Don't put a timestamp on how long it takes you to heal. Because trauma comes from anywhere. You could get trauma of how you hit the wall, how you stub your toe across the couch. Anything can happen. What does the Bible say about hurt? Being hurt, being upset. Man, David wrote the whole Psalms. He wrote the whole Psalms. Let's look at Psalms 34. I don't know, for some reason, Psalms 34 has been everywhere for me. Everywhere. To me, it's just been a reminder that God is here. God is there. He is alive and he's active. That God is good. He's Alpha and Omega, beginning to the end, no matter what situation you try to go put yourself back into. He's there. Well, let's look at it, though. I'm going to read from verse 10 to 18. It says, the young lion suffer want and hunger, but those who see the Lord lack no good thing. Sorry, y'all can't read. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days, that he sees good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Jesus. The Lord, the eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous and his ears towards their cry. The face of the Lord against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. Come on, Jesus. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them from all of their troubles. Come on. Come on. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Y'all. He is close to the brokenhearted. God is good. He don't want to see you hurt. He don't want to see you in that toxic relationship, that toxic environment. If you allow him, he'll pull you out of it. But you have to trust him during those processes. You have to trust him. That is so important. For me to understand every day, it is so important. It is so important for you to understand what God is doing in your life. Do not go back to the environment that hurt you. Do not even try to even look back at the environment that hurt you, because you're going to want to go back. Let's talk about Paul real quick. When Paul was in prison for 2 years, I think, maybe. I could be wrong, but I know he's in prison. He was in house arrest. There you go, house arrest. You don't think that he felt like he was missing something? You don't think that he felt like he was missing something while he was at house arrest, that he was missing doing the good things that God wanted him to do, to explore, to be moving around, to seek more things that he wanted to? You don't think that he was missing? He felt like he was missing out? Because trust me, babe, he did. I promise you, it is okay to miss stuff. You're going to miss a lot of things. But do not allow what God put you out of, or what you want to pull yourself out of, to stop you from what is good. What is the verse? Verse 14. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. In that toxic environment, you're not finding peace. You're not finding happiness. You're not finding love. You're not finding it there. If you want peace, you're not going to want to go back. Because you know what it did to you. For me, I know what that toxic environment, all those toxic friends, the toxic relationship, the toxic boyfriends that I had pursued a year ago. I know what it did. But guess what? I choose not to look back. I choose to keep moving forward. Because at the end of the day, all I wanted was peace. And I held onto it and I ran. Let's look at Luke. Luke 3. Actually, scratch that. I lied. Sorry, y'all. Luke 6. My bad. Luke 6. Luke 6, verse 28. Starting at verse 26. Woe to you when all people seek well of you, for their fathers did to the false prophets. Verse 27. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To the one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Y'all, I want y'all to understand and know you don't need to seek revenge. Move on. You don't got to be thinking about the past anymore. Move on. You are free to love. You are free to find what's better for you in every single way possible. It is okay to love people who hurt you from a distance. He is close to the brokenhearted. It doesn't matter if you feel hurt after you chose to move on. The best thing that you done, you won. The best thing that you understood is you won. You got away from that toxic environment. You got away from that toxic relationship. You got away from that toxic church, that toxic household. You won. You are doing what's best for you. Because at the end of the day, no one else matters more than you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You lack nothing. It might seem like the whole world is coming down on you. Because trust me, I feel like that every other day. But I have to remember that God is good. He said that trials and tribulations are going to come. He said that there's going to be some days that you're going to feel burnt out. My depression isn't going to go away. My PTSD isn't going to go away. My social anxiety is not going to go away. My traumatic experiences aren't going to go away. But you know the one thing that I learned how to do is reframe it. To change it up a little bit. To shape it so it doesn't shape me. I learned what was best for me, not what was best for anybody else. Because if I did what was best for me, what was best for anybody else, I would have been in the same situation. I would have been stuck in the same cycle that I was in for all those years. Probably would have been dead, honestly. But you know what I did? Even though my legs didn't want to move, I crawled. And eventually, I got up on my two legs and I started sprinting. I started running. Because I knew that everything that I lost, it was a loss. And that's okay. But I knew that I had to be content no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation. I knew that when I prayed, God heard my prayer. No matter the circumstance, that God is here. I counted everything as a loss. But I knew that what God had for me, it would be better than anything that I or the devil himself try to hand my way. Because ain't nobody know you better than God does. Shoot, he made you. Sis, he done made you. Bro, he done made you. He knows what's best for you. Trust him on that. Allow the faith that you have for God to keep making you move forward. Don't go back to the environment that hurt you now. Don't go back to anything that you feel like won't set you up. Because trust me, you got the spirit of the servant in you. You know when something's not right. But guess what? You know what I want you to do? Keep pushing. Keep moving forward. When stuff get hard, take a break sometimes. it's okay to take a break. Because you might feel burnout. Because I be feeling burnout sometimes. Because I keep trying to give 100%. And no, you don't have to give 100%. Because every day is different. Also, one more thing that I learned. In order to understand and understand why we keep going back to the things that hurt us, you don't forgive. You're not forgiving yourself. I remember around this time last year, around this time of the year prior to last year, I was in the same cycle. Kept going to the same type of guys. Same thing in every situation. I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna take some time to myself. Crying. Asking God, what did I do? I wasn't in my Bible. I wasn't praying. I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep living in sin. I'm going to keep living the way I want to. I didn't forgive myself. I didn't love myself. I didn't allow God to be in the center of my life. Once I forgave myself and changed everything, everything moved. I allowed God to do what he had to do in me to get me where I am right now. Everything moved. Learn how to forgive yourself. God forgave you. Why can't you forgive them so you can move on? They trust me, sometimes people are not going to apologize. The thing that hurt you ain't going to apologize. Learn how to forgive them in your head, in your mind, in your body, and keep pushing. I know it hurts. People going to do you dirty regardless. But I promise you, you have to move forward. Your future needs you. Your past doesn't. Y'all, if I look at my past self right now, and me right now, my past would have been shocked. Because I'm going to be like, we don't hang around girls like you. You too churchy for me. You read your Bible too much. Let's go party. Let's go drink. Let's go be with guys, you know, to have all the cars, got all the money that could take you, give you what you want, da 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 da, all that. I wouldn't know what to do. I would not know what to do. Your future needs you. Let that be your motivation to not go back to the things that hurt you. Let that be your motivation to keep going. God wants what's best for you. Keep it pushing. I'm proud of you. I probably don't even know half of you. But shoot, keep it going. Let me pray for y'all real quick. Because I know sometimes there's a lot of people struggling with this. There's a lot of people holding on to the possibility of moving on, of wanting to let go and keep it pushing. Bow your head and close your eyes. My Father who's in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be here. So many people didn't have the opportunity. So many people didn't have the chance to be here right now, Father Lord. But you have allowed us to be here, Father Lord. And we are truly thankful. I pray that you forgive us of our sins because we were born sinners, Father Lord. It is in our nature to sin, but you have forgiven us. You have gave your son on a cross to die for our sins. All of our sins have been washed away. I pray that we understand that you have forgiven everyone else. So why can't we forgive people, Father Lord? But we have to learn that you are peace. You are joy. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is sweet. I pray that we learn how to keep our bodies moving forward. I pray that we learn how to let things go when we can't let things go, Father Lord. I want to thank you for being with us when we didn't have anybody. I want to thank you for being with us when we felt like we're going to give up. We was on our last straw. We was the only straw that we had left in the cup, Father Lord, but you kept it going. You kept our cup overflowing, Father Lord, and we thank you for everything that you have done and everything that you continue to do. I pray for each and every person that's feeling like they keep going back to that same cycle. They keep going back to an environment that hurt them, Father Lord. But I pray that you allow them to understand that it is okay to move on. It is okay to move on from the toxic environments. I pray that they stop normalizing toxic environments. I pray that they stop going back to the things that are hurting them, Father Lord. I thank you for everything that you do, everything that you continue to do. I pray that the Holy Spirit is in us. The Holy Spirit burns any trash that is in our spirits, that is in our bodies, and we keep pushing. We keep moving forward, Father Lord. I thank you for everything that you do and everything that you continue to do. In the name of Jesus, we all say amen. Thank you for listening to Glory Talk with Kiki. One reminder, guys. My Instagram is __GTWK. If you have any questions, the link is in my bio. It can be about anything. Anything that you want me to talk about, when I have the chance, anytime for the rest of the year and continuing on, I will be talking about it. Just let me know. Go ahead and shoot it there, and I'll be looking every few days. Thank you so much for listening to Glory Talk with Kiki. I am now signing out. Deuces!